There are only five regions in the world where people live consistently over 100 years old. But that doesn't mean you have to move to these specific regions to live past 100. In this video, I share with you 10 steps that you can follow to create your own blue zone.
You're watching the Dr. Jake Podcast.
Welcome back to the Dr. Jake Podcast. I'm Dr. Jake Schmutz. I'm an integrative doctor and naturopathic physician. And in this podcast, I share with you how to heal your body down to the root causes without harmful drugs or surgeries. I'm here today with my co-host, Teresa Marie, to talk about how you can create your own blue zone wherever you live.
So I don't need to live in Sardinia, Italy. This is very exciting to me, Dr. Jake. Wow. So I can move to Utah. I can move to Costa Rica. I can live wherever. And you actually have broken down the steps so that I can create my own natural blue zone. This is really exciting. I love it. And what I love so much about it, because I had a chance to peek at your notes, Dr. Jake, prior to recording this with you, is that I think that this is totally doable. Like, it's all in your own hands. There's not like, oh, I can't because X, Y, or Z. Every single one of this is something that you can take action on and be able to do it without excuse. So I love it. But before we actually get started in the 10 steps really that you have here to create our own blue zone, I'd love just for our audience, anybody who's new to the topic, can you just briefly describe what is a blue zone and then what areas of the world actually have this literal blue zone where people live to 100 years old and so forth?
Yeah, let's review what a blue zone is. So this is five regions throughout the world and completely different areas throughout the world where people live quite often over 100 years old. So they have certain lifestyles that they follow that are very similar, that are letting them live a long time. The areas of the world that have this are Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italia, Ikaria, Greece, Loma Linda, California, and then there is Nicoya, Costa Rica. So those are the five different areas where people are living a really long time.
Okay. All right. So we've got all of the benefits. You've been able to actually take a look at what the commonalities are between these places in Greece and in Italy and Costa Rica. And you've come up with really 10 things that we can actually do to create our own blue zone. Let's start from the top and just share what we can do. And I'd love to hear really not only what we can do, but why this actually helps.
The first step that you can do to follow the blue zone lifestyle is to follow a plant-based diet. So this doesn't mean that they don't eat any meat at all, but they do eat very little meat and it's mostly plant-based. So what's so important about that is really they're able to get all the nutrients that are coming from food, all the bioflavonoids, the vitamins, the minerals, the anti-cancer constituents, the cardiovascular benefits, all these things that come from all these good foods. And they're not getting a lot, really high amounts of poor quality saturated fats, which are very inflammatory. And we have a lot of research on this for causing cardiovascular diseases or cancer, or possibly even leading to diabetes and a lot of the chronic diseases that we have in this day and age is coming from high amounts of saturated fat. So they don't eat a lot of that. And if they do eat meat, they're eating fish and things like that. So plant-based can be a very good healthy diet if you make sure you're getting enough protein. And many of the protein sources are packed with a ton of nutrients and seeds.
All right. So step one, again, it's totally doable, right? This is something that we can put in our own hands. We can go and make the choice to have a plant-based diet. I love that. Okay, let's move on to step two.
Second thing that you can do to live the blue zone lifestyle is to grow your own garden or buy local. So why is that so important? When you actually pick a food, when it's actually ripe, it's at its full nutritional value. If you pick it before it's ripe, it doesn't have close as much nutrition as when it's actually ripe. So when you're growing the food in your own garden, you're actually able to wait till it's actually the full red tomato, so to speak, and you actually pull that out and it's going to taste better and it's going to be better for your health. Or if you don't really have the means to be able to grow your own garden and you don't want to put in the work to grow your own garden, buy local because they are going to be picking it when it's ripe, because they're picking it when it's ripe, they're taking it to the food farmer's market and you're able to buy it and then you're able to eat it. If you're not buying it local, you might be getting it from Argentina And then that has to be picked very early and shipped all the way across the world to us. And then it's not going to be as nutritious.
Is there any truth to this discussion of fruits and vegetables that are picked too early being high in lectins, and these lectins cause gut damage and so forth?
Is there truth that if you pick fruits and vegetables too early, they are higher in lectins? There's a lot of talk about that. Has that actually been checked? That's a good question. I do know that people do a lot better and their gut's a lot healthier when they do it right. Is it related just to the lectins? Good question. Not a ton of research on that.
Okay, interesting. All right, so we're going to be following a plant-based diet. We're growing our own garden. So the plants that we're eating are actually ideally something that we grow in our own garden or ones that we buy locally. What is step three? How else can we create our own Blue Zone, Dr. Jake?
The third thing that you could do to follow a Blue Zone lifestyle is to grow your food in an area that is high in iodine, like a coastal region. So let's say you don't actually live in a coastal region. You can actually supplement with iodine or eat foods that are higher in iodine, like eating kelp or seaweed, etc. So why is it so important to get iodine? Most of us, believe it or not, are iodine deficient. Iodine is needed for appropriate function of our endocrine system, especially our thyroid and appropriate production of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. So our sex hormones and our thyroid hormones aren't being able to be made appropriately if we don't get enough iodine. And if we don't get enough iodine, that means our metabolism is not working well, meaning our cells aren't working well. We're not able to get all the communications that are happening throughout our body that happen through the hormones. So everything's going to be imbalanced, which is going to lead to chronic disease down the road. It's going to lead to being overweight. It's going to lead to a lot of belly fat. It's going to lead to cardiovascular disease or diabetes down the road, or many times certain endocrine cancers like breast cancer, prostate cancer, or ovarian cancer. So getting enough iodine is very important. And that's something that we can learn about in the Blue Zone area. Is a lot of these areas are coastal, and that might be a piece of why they're living so long too, is they're getting plenty of iodine in their diet.
That is interesting. If you take a look at the map, anyone who looks at a map of the Blue Zones, they are coastal. And if they're growing their own gardens, it's in soil that's going to have more iodine because it's closer to the ocean, where there's a lot of iodine in the plants and the animals and so forth that are there. Fascinating, Dr. Jake. Okay, and so we can supplement with that. So again, this goes back to we can create it wherever we go. So if you're in the middle of Omaha, Nebraska, like totally not even remotely close to an ocean, supplement with iodine or eat iodine-rich foods in addition to growing your local garden and your plant-based diet, and you are getting the same benefits. Excellent. Now, kind of related, next step, Dr. Jake, what else can we be doing to create our own personal Blue Zone?
The fourth step that you can follow to actually make your own Blue Zone where you live currently is to eat lots of fish. I would like it that the meat that you eat, you're eating a lot more fish than anything else. That's what they're doing in the Blue Zone area. Obviously, we could do that where we live now. You could eat lots of fish when you're actually eating meat. Good quality salmon, halibut, etc. I do recommend that you try to get it as clean as possible. Maybe like North Alaska is a very clean area. The more northern areas tend to be more clean than other. Make sure it's not farmed, that it's actually wild. Because farmed is going to be usually fed corn or all kinds of crap. And you're not going to get the nutritional value, the high omega-3 fatty acids, et cetera, that you get from the fish that you actually are getting wild. So what's beneficial to fish? It's high in omega-3 fatty acids. Tons of research on this being beneficial for all kinds of inflammatory disorders, good for brain health, cardiovascular health, anti-cancer effects, gut health, all benefits. When we look at omega-3 fatty acids, it does so much for our body. So it makes sense that people are living longer when they're eating a lot of fish.
Now, does it make a difference whether you're eating freshwater fish versus ocean water fish?
Does it matter if we eat ocean water fish or freshwater fish? You are going to get probably more iodine in the ocean than the lake. You're not going to get a lot or very little iodine in a lake. So that's one benefit from eating ocean fish, but you do get omega-3 fatty acids in both ocean fish and lake fish.
Excellent. That makes sense to me too. All right, Dr. Jake, step five.
The fifth step that we want to follow to actually live a Blue Zone lifestyle where you live now is to actually eat very little to no meat. So we already talked about plant-based, but they're not eating much meat at all. And if they do eat meat, it's actually a side dish. It's not the main course. Like, okay, we're having Sunday dinner. We're going to have a roast beef. It's not the main dish, all right? So it's just a little piece of the dish. So let's like talk about a dish and a plate. So the plate is at least half of it is vegetables, non-starchy vegetables. A fourth of it is starchy vegetables. And then you're just going to have a fourth of your dish actually meat. And they're only doing this 3 days out of the week. Not getting tons of meat in there, and they're getting their protein from other sources. And the benefit from that is you're not getting the saturated fats, the inflammatory saturated fats from meat, and you're getting all the nutritional value that comes from all the other fruits, vegetables, and whole grains and nuts and seeds.
Well, you've done a lot, Dr. Jake, was really talking to us about our diets. But what I found most fascinating from our last podcast when we had talked about this is that diet is actually not all of it. And I always thought it had everything to do with diet. But it's really only a piece of the puzzle. And the remaining, what, 1, 2, 3, 5 steps that you are going to be talking about with us has nothing to do with diet. It has to do with a lot of other elements of our life. So I'd love to jump into those. Can you walk us through these non-food related lifestyle practices that we can start today to be able to create our own blue zone and live to over 100?
The sixth step that you want to follow to create your own blue zone is you want to have a sense of community. What does that mean? So you want to actually be involved in your community. So that's either visiting a local church, or you're involved in actually getting together with your neighbors. You're actually doing activities with your friends and your family. You might do community service. This is you actually feeling like you belong in your community. This is very important for your psychological stress, but also fulfillment in your life, is actually not feeling like you're alone. Loneliness will kill you. So we need to actually have that sense of community, that we know that there's people that we could depend upon that actually care about us, and you feel connected. Every tiny little blue zone area has that sense of community. They are involved with other people. So this is a big piece. It's not about just diet. It's not about just exercise. It's about actually having a connection with people. And this brings more fulfillment and psychological well-being. So this is a very important piece. So all of us can do this. I know it's going to maybe get us out of our comfort zones, but if you want to live longer, you got to get out of your comfort zone and actually engage with people. We are social beings. We are not supposed to live like hermits alone. That's not how we're made. And we're not going to live a long time if we do that.
I think that's really interesting that you say that, because I was thinking about that a little while ago when I was explaining to my children. I don't remember what they'd asked. They'd asked some sort of question, and I went on a rant. They're probably like, okay, Mom, thanks a lot. But it was like our ancestors grew up in tribes. That's how they lived, was in tribes. They didn't live alone in a house and never talked to their neighbors and never did any, you know, and only focused on themselves. Everybody was together. They ate together. They raised their kids together. They had parties often, aside from just the like actual hunting and gathering, but also just all the other elements of community were a rich part of our ancestors' lives. And so it makes sense that our bodies were designed to do that. And so this new modern lifestyle where we live in our isolated homes and don't talk to our neighbors is not what our bodies were designed for. And of course, it's going to affect our health. Of course. And you touch a little bit on this on our next step as well, where you go a bit deeper into this topic. So what is the seventh step that you recommend?
The seventh step that you want to live the blue style lifestyle where you live now is to have a strong family connection. Some of you might not like this. You might not like your brother, your sister, your mom or dad, but all the areas of the blue zones, they have strong family connections. I think a big piece of this is that you feel like you actually are loved and someone actually cares about you, that you actually have someone that you could count on, that you can talk to when things get hard. That's what family is. Strong, close friends can be that too, but majority of people are much closer to their families than anyone else. They know you better. They understand you better. They have your same DNA. So having that connection is really important, and it will help with your psychological well-being. Actually, on this, the strong family connections is they have much less stress. They have greater self-esteem, and they have greater sense of fulfillment in their lives when they have strong family connections. So it makes a lot of sense that people are living longer when they do have that family connection.
Makes sense.
The eighth step that you want to follow to live the Blue Zone lifestyle where you live currently is to have a spiritual practice. This doesn't mean that you're a highly religious person, but you do believe in spirituality. You believe in a greater being. And also that you are engaged with other people that believe like you. So do I know a lot of the research behind this? I don't. But what we do learn from the Blue Zones is they always have a religious background. Every one of them. Sardinia, Italy, Loma Linda, all of them. They don't necessarily have the same religious background. But they do believe that there's a greater being on this earth. And they actually have a meaning. They actually have things that they need to do on this life besides it's just you live and you die. I think it probably leads to greater fulfillment in their lives, and actually have a sense of meaning is really important for you to actually have good self-esteem and be able to have a better psychological well-being. So
yeah, it makes sense. It seems like you would have a greater sense of purpose because there is a reason. It's not like there's not some like accidental reason why you're here with no real meaning or purpose. This nihilistic kind of viewpoint that can happen, I think, with a lot of people who don't have any spirituality. Obviously, there's exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, spirituality does naturally lead to a greater sense of purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, step nine. We have two more steps here. I love these last two. It's definitely more body related. And something not to be missed for sure.
The ninth step that I want to talk about how we can live a Blue Zone lifestyle where we live currently is that we want to move our body. So what does that mean? We want to exercise. That doesn't mean that you have to go to the gym and pump iron. Doesn't mean you have to mountain bike all the time or go for long distance runs. We just need to be active. We need to be walking. We need to maybe be gardening. Maybe you could go on joyous bike rides, whatever. But we do need to move. In every Blue Zone, they're active every day. There's never a day they're not. They're either walking. And in many areas, they're hilly. They're walking up many hills. They garden a lot. And so they're always doing something active that they're actually getting their heart rate up. They're able to build their muscles and they're burning calories. So obviously, we've talked about in a lot of other episodes the importance of exercise. And this helps with decreasing all chronic disease. You're going to be able to, it decreases dementia, decreases cardiovascular disease, balances blood sugar, helps with cancer, on and on and on. We just look at exercise and all the health benefits that go along with this. That's what the people in the Blue Zone areas are doing too, is they're being active every day, and we need to do that ourselves. Doesn't mean you have to go to the gym, like I said, but you do need to be moving and doing something active. That means maybe going up the stairs every time you do something. Maybe it's getting out and going on a walk every evening, but you just need to get out and do things and just not veg in front of the TV screen or just veg working on your computer all day.
Makes sense to me, Dr. Jake. And I think this also really still also in many ways connects to our last step here, but I think you go into more specifics on these benefits. What's our last step for creating our own Blue Zone?
The last step to create your own Blue Zone is stress management. So we talked about a lot of things that can help with that stress. Exercise is one of them, right? But we could do yoga. We could go on a slow walk. We could have prayer. Whatever works for you. There's all kinds of things that would relieve that stress. And we need that daily stress relief. We need to do something that we love and enjoy that relaxes us. And you have to figure out that yourself because everyone's different. Some people actually watching TV relaxes them. Others reading a book. Others, just, that doesn't do it at all. So we find what actually relaxes us and we do it. And we find time to actually do that because when we have high amounts of stress, our self-esteem is decreased and all our health just goes downhill. Our cardiovascular set gets worse, diabetes gets worse, cancer risk, our immune system gets weaker, messes with our hormones, gut health. We've talked about this a lot, but it's very important.
Yeah, I think I remember you mentioning in a prior podcast episode that stress is one of any health issue that someone has. One of the causes is stress, guaranteed. Yep, stress definitely is the cause of almost all health issues. You know, you add that and poor diet and boom, you've got a bomb just ready to really hurt your bodies. And that's really what this is all about, right? What you just laid out here in great detail, like down to the sub points in case anybody misses it, is really all of this is related to an overall sense of well-being through our body, through our spiritual practices, through our relationship, through our relationships that we have, our own personal practices to help manage our stress. It's all part of that mind-body fulfillment and wellness. And then, of course, the nutrition and the food that we put into our body. All of that contributes to our overall health. And you just broke it down so beautifully into these very specifics, which I think is really helpful for anybody who might make assumptions and so forth and miss some of these really important details that I think a lot of us may forget at times. Totally doable. Everybody can actually start doing this today. You can make the first steps to all 10 of these steps to having your own Blue Zone. Let's do it. I'm really excited to see what happens when people start implementing this. Now, if anybody wants to get some help from you in any of this, especially with diet, I know that you do a lot of labs and you can help people really unpack some of their health issues that might be leading them to want to even be on the Blue Zone diet in the first place. How can they get a hold of you?
So you can get a hold of me by visiting my website, integrativemedica.com. Find my phone number there, give my receptionist a call, and set up an appointment with me or some of my other great doctors. You could also set up an appointment directly on our website.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Jake, for your brilliance today. And everyone who's listening, thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, let us know by leaving us a positive review, and we will all see you next week.
Hey, Dr. Jake, thank you for your time today. And if you enjoyed the show, then do us a favor and leave a review. It helps more people to find the show, which could save their life. And remember, this is a podcast and should not replace personalized attention from a medical professional like Dr. Jake. If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder, cancer of any stage, or a life-changing illness, visit our website today and schedule a virtual appointment with one of our doctors who can lead you to a treatment plan in your area. That's integrativemedica.com. Integrative, M-E-D-I-C-A.com.
Thank you for listening to the Integrative Medica podcast with Dr. Jake. To hear past episodes and get alerts for the future, subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting platform and be sure to follow us on YouTube as well. Just search for Integrative Medica with Dr. Jake.